Now, it's not only important to express gratitude, it's also very important to receive it well. And I find out this is one of the hardest things for people to do in a way that's consistent with nonviolent communication principles. Because nonviolent communication suggests that we empathically connect with any message that's coming at us, that we hear the feelings and needs being expressed by the person. Well, if a person is expressing a gratitude to us, this means to hear the feelings and needs being expressed, to see how our actions enrich the other person's life, to connect empathically with that. But for many reasons, I find this is very hard for people to do. As I told you, it was hard for my father to do. He had not been in an environment where much gratitude was expressed. He just didn't have much opportunity to know how to deal with gratitude. And there are several other reasons why I find that it's very hard for many people to take in gratitude empathically, just to receive and celebrate how other people's lives have been enriched by what we have done. A lot of people tell me just how difficult it is for them to take in the gratitude. And I've asked people, what makes it so hard? And there's various reasons why people give me, but some of the most popular ones are this. Some people will say, well, it's my duty to do that. You know, why should I feel good about it or take it in? It's just what I was paid to do or what I'm supposed to do. So just as it's hard for us to express gratitude if we have this thinking of obligation, duty, and that's why you do things, and that's all that's necessary, just do what's right because it's your obligation. So that means we often don't express gratitude, thinking it's the other person's duty and obligation, they shouldn't need any gratitude for it. The same thing goes about receiving gratitude. If we've been educated to think it's our duty, we can't hear easily how the person's life has been benefited by what we have done. We're not used to that. Another reason that people tell me that it's very difficult for them to receive gratitude is they think, I didn't deserve it. You know, I mean, it was just a little thing. I didn't deserve it. And here again, we see still another aspect of the sad judicial system we've been living under based on this concept of deserve, retributive justice. If you're good boys and girls, you deserve to be rewarded. If you're bad boys and girls, you deserve to suffer. Not only does that justify violence, punishment, that kind of thinking, but it blocks us from being able to take in and celebrate gratitude. Because we have to really wonder, did I deserve it? A third commonly expressed reason people tell me that they don't receive the gratitude very easily is they say, well, doesn't that mean you're egotistical to take in gratitude and feel good about it? We should be humble. I warn people about that concept, how to not get it mixed up. Certainly, we don't want to think we're greater or better than anybody else. But if we think that to be humble means to deny and not take in the beauty of what we can do, how sad. And I tell people that have this concept of humility, I tell them about something that Golda Meir, the Israeli prime minister, once said to one of her politicians who was always acting very humbly. She said to him one day, don't be so humble. You're not that great. But by far what I consider the most frequent reason that people don't receive gratitude well is said very powerfully in the Course in Miracles when they say it is our light, not our darkness, that scares us the most. When we have been living under a domination culture, where we are rewarded and punished by authorities and told to do things out of duty and obligation. It's hard within that structure to really feel that we are created out of divine energy. It's really hard to be conscious that we have this power to enrich life. And it's hard to celebrate that, because we have been trained to think in a way so different than that, in a way that was designed to get us to be obedient to authority, and not designed to help us be conscious of the power we have to enrich life, and how joyful it is to use that power and see it coming into fruition in the gratitude that we receive from other people. When I was looking at the problem that so many people had receiving gratitude, I wasn't aware of how much trouble I was having with it. And I'll be very grateful that a friend of mine, who is a musician and had been writing songs that I very much valued and had started to use in my trainings, one day she told me how grateful she was about what she had received from me in the workshops, and how grateful she was that it was now stimulating her to write music, which she found was enjoyed by so many people. So she expressed such a deep gratitude to me, and I was uncomfortable receiving it. I said something like, "Oh, well, I'm glad that you found it helpful." And she could sense that I wasn't really comfortable receiving the gratitude. And she brought this to my attention. She said, "You know, Marshall, I didn't feel like you really received my gratitude very empathically just now." And I looked inside and I said, "Yeah, I can see that I didn't. What went on in me when you gave me that gratitude, when I saw how much it had enriched your life? I was starting to hear some obligations, some demands that now I had to keep enriching your life. Now that I saw that I had that power, I was feeling like I have to do something with it. I was making a demand out of it." She told me how painful that was, that her gratitude hadn't been received empathically. And the next day, she came in and had written a song about how painful that was for her. She went back that night and was still feeling uncomfortable that she had poured out her heart so openly, and she could see that I didn't receive it empathically. And she wrote the following song that really helped me to see how important it was to learn how to receive gratitude empathically. "When I Come Gently." When I come gently to you, I want you to see, it's not to get myself from you, it's just to give you me. I know you can't give me me, no matter what you do, and all I ever want from you is you. When I come gently to you, I want you to know, I come not to trespass your space, I want to touch and grow. And when your space and my space meet, each is not less but more, we make our space that wasn't space before. When I come gently to you, I want you to see, it's not to get myself from you, it's just to give you me. I know you can't give me me, no matter what you do, and all I ever want from you is you. Two weeks later, we both had an opportunity to continue our learning about how difficult it was both to express gratitude and not have it received well, and why it was so difficult to receive it. Except now we reverse the roles, because 2 weeks later, I was expressing a deep gratitude to her about how much the music that she brought into our training, how much it enriched my work and my life. And I expressed it pretty deeply, and I could see that she couldn't take it in. And I could see how badly it felt to really be coming from the heart with a gratitude and not have empathic reaction to that. And that night, she went home and could really see how hard it was for her to receive gratitude. And this song came to her. And this song is called, Why Is It So Hard to Believe? Your arms are warm around me. Their welcome is complete. Your voice, it gentles through me. The syllables are sweet. Your eyes are pure as darkness, too compelling to deceive. Why is it so hard to believe? It's just as much a mockery to touch the truth and be unable to receive it, to speak hypocrisy, to stand before a gift of self, unable to receive. Why is it so hard to believe? If somehow I could see myself through your honest, searching eyes, perhaps I could accept myself and come to realize that it's not so incredible that love should come to me. Why is it so hard to believe? I know how much I love you, how much I want to give. Your trust affirms my love for you and lets my loving live. To give is domination if I can't also receive. Why is it so hard to believe?